Just as a nation marked Black Maternal Health Week, the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association has launched a new program to close the racial gap. This is On Rush. A new campaign is aimed at cutting the disparity by 50% in the next 5 years. In the United States, Black women are 2.5 times more likely than white women to die during pregnancy, delivery, or following pregnancy. In addition, they are 3.5 times more likely to die than Hispanic women. This from the Centers for Disease Control, which says that 2/3 of maternal deaths are preventable. So why the disparity? Atlanta OBGYN physician Jackie Walters, who is a star on Married to Medicine, says unconscious bias is one of the major reasons for the gap.
I think there's an unconscious bias that we have either learned or weren't aware that we had it. So I think once we start having open and direct conversations with ourselves about our own unconscious bias and our perceptions of race is going to be the start of this. And we admit that and we start to work to correct these perceptions, we're going to all come together.
She has joined the Blue Cross Blue Shield Initiative in collaboration with the National Advisory Panel on Health Equity that is guiding the effort. Some trace this back to the very origins of the medical profession, which was dominated by white men. The aim of the program is to rebuild trust among women of color. With solid information on the consistency across a Blue Cross Blue Shield health care plans. In addition, there will be efforts to improve maternal outcomes at the local level. Dr. Walters sees it this way.
To keep educating patients on healthy lifestyle, you know, seeing your doctor, being able to communicate with the provider, and then working on the unconscious bias that we as providers have. And then insurance, being aware that these problems exist and putting strategies in place to correct.
The impact of racial disparity in maternal care may best be seen in efforts by Blue Cross Blue Shield in the city of Baltimore. Brian Pennick, president and CEO of CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield.
And what we saw, and to your question, is that in 2009, Baltimore City had one of the worst rates of infant mortality in the country, 2 times as high as the rest of the country, and where Black babies were 5 times more likely to die than white babies. By 2019, Baltimore's infant mortality rate had dropped by 30%. And from 2009 to 2000, decrease in the infant mortality rate and a 64% decrease in Black-white disparity in infant mortality. And in 2019, 90% of babies were born full term and 80% of babies didn't require neonatal intensive care.
One key, he says, is to shift to a value-based reimbursement model that rewards outcomes, including more flexibility for non-medical services such as midwives and nutritional help. Here, the insurance industry needs to step up, says Dr. Walters.
Insurers understanding that Black women have comorbidities and should be taken care accordingly and understand that pregnancy can be more stressful in these communities.
If there is any one event that has revealed the racial disparity of the healthcare system, it has been the coronavirus pandemic. Again, Penning.
And it's like a large magnifying glass has been placed over top of our society. What we saw was that the pandemic revealed and exacerbated significant challenges, specifically for people of color in our local communities. And so this has been an opportunity, frankly, for our society as a whole to see this in greater relief.
Brian Pennick, president and CEO of CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.